Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Okay, so I'm back. I feel fine. But our buddy MacGyver's got an issue. And today's show could be a challenge for Laura, so I want everybody to cut her a break.
Thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it.
Now, but I feel he's okay, right? He's okay.
Oh, we don't want anybody to get scared. Is in great health, except he scratched his eye a couple weeks ago.
Ouch.
So took him to the vet, got some ointment, was doing okay. But then it wasn't. So went to the vet again, got a different kind of cream, a little pain medication. It still was so-so. It turns out he has a corneal abrasion. It turned into a corneal ulcer, which is when there's these cells on the eye and they keep growing and growing because it's ouchy. So they have to go in today and scrape that off.
Okay.
So he has to go for a puppy surgery.
Puppy surgery. Our fingers are crossed for MacGyver. But here's the deal. Since it's a surgery, they make your dog fast, just like they do to humans, and dogs don't get it.
Yeah, so we fed him dinner at 5:30 p.m. last evening, and then it's no food after 6 p.m., water only.
Wow.
Now, we have a schedule every morning, these dogs and I.
Yeah, yeah. I listen to it every day.
Yeah, we have a schedule. We get up, we go out. We come back inside, and normally that's right around, that's between 5 and 5:30. But then Tom and I get on the phone, and that's 5:30, 5:40, and everybody is either having, second breakfast and a drink or whatever, and they're saying good morning to Uncle Tommy Tom.
Yeah.
But MacGyver wasn't allowed to have food this morning, and he was missed.
Yeah, he was a little upset. Yeah, so
he's still upset.
We're going to try to do the show here without MacGyver eating for 3 hours. So until 9 a.m., you may hear just about anything at Laura's house.
Well, and then when MacGyver barks at me, Murphy barks at MacGyver for barking at me, but Murphy doesn't really know what he's barking at.
No, that's what makes Murphy so lovable. So
I'm barking too.
I'll jump in on this game. But anyway, so how do you keep, he's about 85 pounds. How do you keep him from eating?
85 pounds. He's a buck 10, man.
Oh, he's a buck and a quarter going on. He's a tic-tac short of a buck and a quarter.
He is. Wow.
He's a big boy.
He's a big dog.
And he
already was a sneaky you-know-what this morning, though. I could not find him. I was like, oh, he's mad. He's back sleeping with Keith in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Nope. He's downstairs with the cat food, sniffing around, looking for scraps.
Oh, boy. See, this is what I'm talking about.
You can't do that.
That's the way I act when the doctor says I can't eat after midnight.
Yeah, well, he's pawing me right now. He's literally climbing into my lap as we speak. I kid you not.
And the funny part is they don't get it. So they're like, excuse me, Laura, you forgot to feed me. It's like,
okay,
no,
except there's, okay, there's computer equipment here. Now you don't need to bark.
Here we go.
Here we go. This dog, he's so upset.
I feel sorry for him.
So do I.
He can't eat.
He can't. And he doesn't understand. He doesn't know.
All right. Well, stay with us, friends. This show could get very interesting. On the way, I'm going to mention food here. Hopefully, MacGyver won't go nuts. Jimmy Fallon is talking about...
And don't mention McDonald's and those chicken sandwiches.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's coming up later, too. And the Wise Market's frozen food item.
The frozen food he's not so interested in, but a McDonald's chicken sandwich, his favorite.
I don't know if he's into fish bites, but Jimmy Fallon will talk about that coming up in just a bit. We've got some viral comedy and plenty of animal comedy coming from Laura's house today.
Yes, indeed. It should be an interesting day.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
And Macadoodles and Murphy.
94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Viral comedy for you this morning. Look it up on TikTok. A woman who is studying to be a pelvic floor physical therapist.
Don't laugh.
It's not funny.
They are necessary.
A pelvic floor physical therapist. Oh, I sprained my wrist. Sorry, can't help you. I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist. Anyway, she is telling us that we have been peeing wrong all of our lives.
Probably. It's true. We've been pooping wrong, too.
Please don't take her side on this, Laura. Please don't. Because it's kind of funny.
Of course it's funny, but it's also really important stuff. You haven't birthed no babies, and neither have I. But let me tell you, your pelvic floor becomes very important from a female perspective. You probably want to keep it in check.
Your pelvic floor also becomes very important if you've had hernia surgery.
I'm just
throwing it out there. I may or may not have had a couple of those in my life. Anyway, listen to
this. You may or may not have.
Yeah, listen to this lady. It's something.
Should we talk power peeing? When you sit on the toilet, you're not supposed to push out your pee. Pushing when you pee can actually put increased pressure on your pelvic floor muscles and cause them to weaken over time. So when you get to the toilet, just sit down, lean a little forward, and let your bladder do all the work. Constant power peeing can contribute to pelvic organ prolapse, urinary leakage, and even diastasis rectus abdominis.
What is that? I don't even know.
Diastasis rectus abdominis?
It sounds like a dinosaur we learned about in grade school. I don't know. Tyrannosaurus abdominis.
Rectus.
You nearly killed him. Anyway, all I noticed, she actually seriously said power peeing.
Well, you're not supposed to force any of it. You're also not to force your poop either. What time is it? What are we talking about at 6:33 in the morning?
But this is what people are doing at 6:33 in the morning, Laura, so we're helping them. Hey, you over there, power peeing, don't do it. Tom and Laura say don't. Let's not even get into poop.
Don't force it. You're not supposed to force anything. You're just supposed to let it all naturally happen and flow.
Okay. Two things you don't force, your relationship and when you go to the bathroom. Lesson learned today. News is coming up next.
Wonderful advice.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Wow.
94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Using a tape recorder can be a big bother. That was before we reinvented tape recording. This is the compact cassette.
Cassette, like, was your gateway into creativity.
Cassettes didn't play a role in hip-hop in the early days. Cassettes were hip-hop.
The craziest thing is not yet over. I realize that there are numbers of people who are still using it.
Tapes are making a comeback.
You expected it would be a success, but not a revolution.
Yeah, it was a revolution, Lou. Lou Ottens passed away yesterday at the age of 94, the inventor of the cassette tape, way back in 1963. Wow. We didn't start using them until like the 80s and 90s. I mean, well, actually 70s. The 80s. Yeah. You know what? Come to think of it, I remember buying a Kansas album on cassette in the late 70s. But 63?
You know what's hilarious?
Wow.
So as a little kid, and even now, love Broadway. So a lot of the first Broadway shows that I saw as a child with my Graham, I would want the soundtrack, and it was on cassette. So like Cats,
okay.
The first like musical that I saw, I was little. I was probably like 5, 6 years old.
Did it scare you, by the way? Did it scare you?
No, I loved it. I was enthralled. I knew all the words. I loved T.S. Eliot and the poems and, you know, the Book of Practical Cats. Anyway.
So anyway, you went out and bought the cassette?
But it was four because it was so long.
Four cassettes. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I listened to it so much that I wore it out.
Yeah. Remember, you used to have to stick a pencil in your cassette,
yes,
too?
And bring it back in. If the tape came out, you'd have to roll it and bring it back in with the eraser portion of your pencil.
Yeah. Lou will be missed. Isn't that cool that you can invent one thing in your life and go down in history as being a great inventor? He invented what he called then compact cassette tape. But, Lou is being buried today, and... Well, we've got some coverage, of course, because we could do this.
The inventor of the cassette tape, Lou Ottens, has died.
Yes.
He started out as an infant and then went to school. And fast forward to
today. Fast forward? I get it, yeah.
He's survived by his son, Dolby, 33.
Dolby?
Daughter, Marantz, 45.
Marantz?
And his wife, Sony, 70.
Sony?
When they heard the news he passed, they were reeling.
They were reeling.
Doctors say he may have died from tapeworm.
Tapeworm?
Come on. They're writing TDK. As a service, they're featuring a playlist from the first half of his life. But if you want to hear the second half, you'll have to turn it over and push play.
Well, of course.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Plastic case with paper insert listing his accomplishments. And instead of a gravedigger, they have a guy standing by with a pencil in case it gets stuck.
Oh, stop.
Recording from the
funeral
of the man who invented the cassette tape.
Can we stop this? It's not funny anymore.
Horrible, Thomas. Horrible.
Sometimes our production team, I wonder what they smoke when they come up with this stuff. You know what I mean?
Sick people.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Just press stop and flip us over.
Hey.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Yeah, we're your home for the frozen food find of the day from Wise Markets, giving you the chance to win a $25 gift card. Laura, I don't know if we should mention food with a hungry dog in the room. I don't know.
You know, we'll just do it quietly, quickly,
okay.
And we'll give the people what they want, which is the frozen food item to remember.
Okay.
Mark Stevens will ask for it in the afternoon. They'll win. It'll be fine.
Okay, first, where's MacGyver right now? Where's he at?
He's actually out in the kitchen, like, sniffing the cabinets.
Of course he is. If you're with us early this morning, poor MacGyver is going in for surgery, so he, just like us, couldn't eat, you know, past dinner last night, and he's on the prowl for food, and we have
indeed
a food contest.
And I put my kettle on to make tea.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have tea.
Yes, we do.
We enjoy tea in the morning, and then I have some toast, and he's, like, guarding the toast.
Oh, no, the poor guy.
I know. I feel so bad.
And if you weren't with us earlier this morning, well, I wish I had a bell to ding here. Laura officially weighed him in at 110. So that's a hungry dog.
It's a very hungry,
a hungry dog. So anyway.
Well, would you say he's just a tic-tac short?
he's a tic-tac short of a buck and a quarter.
There it is.
Anyway,
oh boy.
The frozen food find of the day that you need to remember is
steak fries. Mm. Wise quality frozen steak fries.
I like how soft you said that. Wise quality frozen steak fries. MacGyver's favorite. That's all you need to remember.
They do enjoy a good potato, these dogs.
Those dogs enjoy anything that even slightly resembles food.
It's true. And actually, this past Try It Tuesday, people were like, hey, you didn't give the dogs a taste. I'm like, it was chocolate. I can't give them chocolate.
You know
they're
what
like,
a lot of people do, though? A lot of people do. Like, and I don't... Certain breeds, is it scary to feed your dog chocolate? Or shouldn't you do it to any dog? But a lot of people do.
No, they're just a list of no-nos. Grapes, chocolate. There are a couple of things that are just like, mm-mm, you shouldn't.
I've been stuffing cupcakes in my dog for months, years even, and he just won't die. I shouldn't.
Tom.
I shouldn't make fun of Leo. He's not my dog.
He's so cute. We love Leo.
You love Leo.
I do love Leo.
He's not my dog. He just lives with me. News is coming up next.
All right. Frozen steak fries.
Yeah.
Frozen
steak fries.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, Laura and I are like best of buddies. I don't know if you guys know that. I still get text messages, emails. Are you and Laura really friends?
Do you really?
Yeah, and I got
one. No one asks me that.
I got one a couple weeks ago that wanted to know if we worked together in broadcasting somewhere else before coming to 94KX. And I said, well, yeah, kind of. She used to be a guest host with me in another radio station, but...
Well, I mean, I would come in and, like, you would just interview me. But we always had fun.
Yeah. But here's the deal. We don't agree on the royal family, and we're okay. We agree to disagree.
Here's the thing. My mother loved Princess Di. Who didn't? Okay? That was like a fairy tale back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And then Prince William and I... We were born days apart.
Really? I didn't know
that. Both in 1982. Yeah, he's a June baby. I'm a June baby.
I was a fan of Lady Di for a different reason. I just, you know, I was a younger guy.
You and John Travolta.
Exactly. So now you got a member of the royal family who gets married and he breaks away from the royal family because they want to be private. But they're anything but private. They're getting interviewed by Oprah.
No. That is not what happened.
Oh, sure. But that's how
it looks. There was an entire series of events, and Harry and Meghan decided to go on record
with
the one, the only, the incomparable Oprah.
Oh, I love Oprah. Don't get me wrong. She's one of my favorites.
I love Oprah.
There was a good choice. If you want to be left private, but then you don't, you go to Oprah. I mean,
exactly.
You don't go to Dr. Oz or anybody else.
Actually, they talk sort of about what prompted and led them to doing the interview. I watched it twice. It was eye-opening. They're telling their side of the story. Buckingham Palace, however, with the exception of a single statement like I talked about yesterday, surprisingly quiet.
Well, yeah, because they're guilty. And then there's some things. What happens in the royal palace stays in the royal palace. Oops, until now. Like, who cares?
Yeah, and don't you remember, though, Diana did an interview, a shocking interview back in the day, post-divorce from Prince Charles.
Right.
And who was it with? Was it with Barbara Walters?
Diane Sawyer, maybe? I don't remember. Anyway.
I think it was with Diane Sawyer.
Okay.
Anyway, the interviews are so similar, and the things that are occurring are so similar.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's the royal family. They're a bunch of rich, stupid people. Just leave them alone. I mean, they don't have any power. Just let them sit in the palace and spend their money.
They have a lot of power. They actually have a lot of clout. And Great Britain's
clout would
like,
be it.
National,
power, no.
No, but they do. And sort of like the national economics across the pond there, it's all linked together. And there's sort of like the public coffers, so to speak, and then the private coffers, which are the family coffers. It's all linked together. You cannot separate the two.
So Parliament really is powerless. Is that what you're saying?
No, Parliament has the power, but like the money, it comes from the Queen.
It's kind of like the United States, right? You got your House, you got your Senate, and then you got your President. It's kind of crazy. Anyway, I just want him to shut up. I mean, hush, hush, keep it down now. Royal family?
Silence.
The royal family is a dumpster fire. The Queen's a racist or the Duchess a liar. Oh, there must be something else we can watch on the TV.
And what's on the television then? What program?
Just get some tea and crumpets, then go out and play some croquet.
Just, well, whatever. That's how I feel. Thank you, Quarantunes. Great job.
That was a little bit in poor taste. You don't use a crash sound effect when you're referencing the royal family.
I think that was a dumpster fire, actually. So Kimmel's on the way with the late night soundbite. He wants to talk about Alaska, where vaccinations are going on like crazy. But there's really no need because everybody lives at least 20 miles apart. And also, it's kind of a good point. And also, birthday buddies on the way. Stay with us.
I don't know. I'm still miffed about this whole, I don't know, Tom. Team Megan.
You'll be okay. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Thank you. 94KX.
If it's not you, it's not anyone.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
All right, Laura. Would you dip yourself in some bean dip? Does that make sense? It's redundant.
Again.
Anyway, would you do it for 24 hours?
Money. Is there money involved?
There is, but it's money for other people. So maybe this is a good news story, but at the same time, I think it's a little bit dumb. Welcome to the microphone, a stuntman from California who is sitting in bean dip to raise money for a cause, and that would be local restaurants.
I'm spending 24 hours in this tub of bean dip for Los Toros. I personally believe that small businesses are the backbone of the nation. I believe that it is our duty to support them, and I just think if we can do that in a fun way.
That's a fun way, sitting in bean dip for 24 hours.
Cool.
But hey, if you have to let one go, it's
for every act
deal.
Of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
If you're with us earlier this morning, we were worried about MacGyver, Laura's dog, just being rowdy throughout the entire morning show because he's been forced to fast pre-surgery. It's pretty quiet. What's going on?
He's here with me, yeah, giving me the cold shoulder.
Yeah, I bet he is.
We're on the couch.
Okay.
Now Murphy's getting up to come over. Poor Mackie Doodle's eye, though, is a little blinky. Aww. It's not winky, so he definitely needs to go in and be seen today. But now, Murphy, what's your problem? We're jealous.
Yeah, Murph, okay. Stop.
Murph, come on.
Come
he
on.
Gets jealous.
Murphy,
it's not
show.
Always all about you.
Yeah, we know you're the morning show dog, Murph. But your brother here, he's got to have surgery. So how about a little pity, all right? How about a little feeling?
Yeah, I know. So anyway, no, we're doing well. We're doing okay. The toast, I ate the toast quickly, so we don't have that issue anymore.
I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm. I feel guilty.
No. Person's got to eat, unless they're having surgery. A dog's got to eat.
MacGyver, what do you need? Are you upset with me?
You are. Yeah, he's a little, that is the cold shoulder.
I'm sorry that you couldn't eat this morning, but you have to understand you have surgery. You can't. Now, don't you speak either, Murphy. Uh-huh. MacGyver. He's upset.
Yeah, he is. All right, we're going to break for news. Mark's got that. Rob's got the sports, and Steve has the AccuWeather. We await MacGyver's surgery. But worse than the eye surgery is the fact that he hasn't been able to eat since yesterday. And he goes
5:30 p.m.
He goes a buck 10. That's a big dog. He wants to eat.
It is. And as you can hear, he's sassing me right now. He will be leaving us, though, in about 10 minutes to head over to Animal Care. And, you know, they're going to do their thing and fix his little eyeball.
All right. Well, good luck, Mac. Uncle Tommy Tom loves you, buddy.
Mackie, say thank you, Uncle Tommy.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. It's Tom, Laura, Murphy, and MacGyver.
94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, Tom. So the one good thing to come out of this pandemic is how generous people are being.
Yes. Without a doubt.
Right? So we're headed to Miami. And for once, something good happened in Florida.
He said, dog, I know you need the car. This is for you. I said, me? I can't believe I have that car. When you don't have a car, you have to pay bus. You have to walk, either raining or cold. So now you have a car, you got a good feeling.
Wait a minute. This lady, somebody gave her a car?
Yes, that's Dora. She's been cooking food to feed 1,000 people a week since the pandemic began. Her church pays for the ingredients, but she was borrowing or renting a truck to haul it all.
Wow.
A charity recently stepped in and bought her a car so she could continue serving meals.
Paying it forward, man. That's good news.
Up next, two women in Cleveland ordered a bunch of to-go meals from a restaurant. Shopping local, supporting local.
Okay.
The waitress... Basically, they were chit-chatting, and they're like, yeah, we don't cook much since our husbands passed away. The waitress goes, oh, yeah, I lost my husband as well.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So she was just shocked. She went back to the manager and showed them, and not something that she's ever received before. She's, you know, obviously said, you know, I can't accept this, and they were like, no, we want to take care of you. We can afford it.
It's great to know during everything that's going on here with COVID that there's still people out there that care and want to help people out here. I think that's awesome.
So let me guess, the tip was rather large.
2021, my friend.
Oh,
2021.
My. Oh, my. That's good news. That's a big
and
tip.
And speaking of tips, locally, someone right here in the Central Susquehanna Valley left big tips for a local family restaurant.
Oh?
Now, you've heard of this one. May's Family Restaurant in Berwick.
Okay.
It's great. There are a couple of locations, May's drive-ins, etc.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you know, 2 days ago, someone walked in there, had a meal, but they wanted to thank every single employee working that day. So not just the waiters and the waitresses, but the dishwashers, the cooks, the manager, everyone. Every single employee got a $100 tip from an anonymous customer.
Anonymous? The best way to do it.
WNEP picked up the story. It's been blasted everywhere, but just such good news coming out of Columbia County. Isn't that great?
Yeah, the big new Maze restaurant there in Berwick. That is good news.
That's great news. And that's it this morning.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
A murder suspect in California was mistakenly released from jail yesterday due to a data entry error. Dibs, said Netflix.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
You better believe it. News is coming up next. But before the news comes, I think it's time, Laura.
Well, you know what? MacGyver's not here, so we can say chicken sandwich as loud as we want to.
Okay, MacGyver left for the vet, right? Okay. We can talk food now. McDonald's has three delicious new sandwiches, spicy chicken, deluxe chicken, and crispy chicken. And we all love chicken and the chicken dance. I don't necessarily love the chicken dance, but when we play the song, you know to call, right?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
What caller do we take, Claire?
Be quick, quick, quick. Caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Nothing compliments a chicken sandwich for breakfast.
Yeah, and there's winning. Any radio station could get a winner. But only 94KX can make you chicken dance for it, right?
Yay!
You're doing that chicken dance, aren't you?
Yes, I was.
Who is this?
Debbie.
It's a great day to do a chicken dance, right?
Yes, it is.
Yay! For you, you've got your choice. The spicy chicken, the deluxe chicken, or the crispy chicken sandwich. Any ideas yet, Deb?
I think the crispy.
Mmm, you like it crispy, doesn't you?
Yes.
All right, well, congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
This is the dumbest thing I think I've ever done on radio, but I think it's fun.
The fact that the chicken dance is played at least once a day for the past 4 days.
It's
fantastic.
It is.
It makes me smile.
Nurse is next. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Raise the Region continues. Go to WQKX.com for information. It goes on through today. And let's raise that region. All those matching funds from Alexander Family Dealerships, right, Laura?
I mean, that's right, $150,000 that they donate every year. I don't know if you heard me speaking with Aubrey and Jason yesterday,
yes.
Tom.
Yes.
But they said, Jason, Aubrey was like, oh, I think we've raised like $8 million. And Jason goes, no, double digits. Over $10 million raised over the past 8 years, and all that money stays here locally.
Yeah. Aubrey Alexander is one of the youngest, one of the most laid-back people I ever met, one of the younger of the Alexander crew. And he was like, we raised $8 million. No, actually, it's more than 10. Oh, he goes.
Right?
He goes, oh, okay. Anyway, keep logging on and raising the money. It's a 30-hour online giving campaign partnered up with 94KX every single year. Do it right now, as a matter of fact. It might make, first thing in the morning, it might make your whole day,
yes,
right?
Yes, there's all those early bird matching funds, stretching funds. RaiseTheRegion.org or link up on the 94KX Facebook page. We'll be getting updates beginning between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. with all of the live stuff that's going on. It's exciting. Yeah. So support your favorite local charity.
There you go. It'll make your day. Here are the five mistakes. Tom and Laura's top five today. The five mistakes we make in the morning that could ruin our whole day. Number five, not preparing the night before.
That's key for us, dude.
Yeah, it is. I even pick out my outfit sometimes, which I usually 99% of the time stick to unless there's a weather change. You know what I mean?
Well, and even me broadcasting from home, like my equipment has to be set up because otherwise it's chaotic. So you have to be prepared.
Now, today, You were ready for what was going on with MacGyver going to the vet. But every, you know, sometimes you wake up to like cat puke and it changes everything.
It does.
Number four.
Starting the day in reactive mode instead of proactive mode.
That could just ruin your day. Sometimes, like I just said, Laura, you couldn't do anything about that. But
any kind of puke, whether it is child or cat, just ruins your morning and puts you in reactive mode, okay?
It certainly does. Number three, skipping breakfast and not drinking water. That's a bad thing.
I drink a big old glass of lemon water every single morning.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And keep in mind, being dehydrated and being hangry is not a good way to go to work. What's number two?
Not getting dressed. Believe it or not, staying in your sweats is not great for productivity.
Wow. This pandemic certainly has played on number two there.
I wear sweatpants every day. I don't care.
There you go. And number one, forcing yourself to wake up too early. I don't really know what that means unless you get up at 7 a.m. every day or 8:30 a.m. and you have to get up earlier so it ruins your day. I don't get it. We're morning radio.
You and I are up very early.
Yeah. So be careful with that if you have to force yourself to get up early.
That's true. You need a good night's rest. So if your schedule allows, sleep a little longer. Don't feel guilty about it because you'll be more productive
later
in the day.
There you go. Because of my second COVID shot and worried about still some kind of side effects, I actually went to bed so early last night. I got like 9 hours sleep.
Good.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do that every night, but it made me feel good. So there's Tom and Laura's top five of the day.
Right here on 94KX.
Tom and Laura wrapping up. Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon with you to win with Wise Markets. Happy anniversary, pandemic. It was exactly 1 year ago today that the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus was indeed a pandemic. Wow.
Whew. Okay. Let's look at these dates here. The 11th.
1 year ago today.
Wow. I feel like, though, we were still together doing things at this point in time.
Yes.
Stuff didn't really shut down for like another 9 to 10-ish days here in the States.
Yes, we limped through St. Patrick's Day. We had our Pat's party at Whispering Oaks on the 19th.
Oh, and I have pictures from that.
And we were scheduled to go the very next morning. I mean, the very next show.
Tuesday.
From McGuigan's.
It was a Tuesday. McGuigan's. Yeah. Yes, we were going to do the morning show from the bar.
And it didn't happen because everybody shut down.
Oh,
I'm wearing my Ireland shirt right now and my heart aches from McGuigan's live broadcast. No, we still can't. But I guess as we wrap up with a thought for the day, I guess it wasn't, I don't know, all that bad. I guess find a bright side for me right now, Laura. Come on.
Listen, here's the thing. At the end of the day, I feel like we could each stand here and be like, but if you look back at where we came from and all of the crazy from when the World Health Organization was like pandemic to when the United States was like, yep, and then President Trump had to go on air and be like, guys, we got to start shutting it down.
Yep.
You look back at where we all came from. We have to be proud about the progress that we have made, because you and I are still broadcasting in two different locations, but it didn't suffer.
No.
We've been doing okay.
We've been getting by. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And everybody else, they had to pivot. Online school, virtual this, Zoom meeting that. People lost their jobs. Then they got new ones. Then they maybe lost them again. And then they went back to their old job. I mean, everybody had to be flexible. We're all killing it.
So feel good about the progress, right?
I say look back at where you came from and let yourself feel proud about that progress. We are all killing it.
Go kill it today, everybody. See ya.
Bye, guys.